number 36, Dane Swan.
Pretty big crowd for a one-year deal, isn't it? I'm retiring. That's the big announcement, so thanks for coming. We'll see you later.
No one touched that at the back. Swanee! Ted Rittenbogen! Magnificent!
The premiership was amazing, and now, you know, I can sit back and really think about how good it was.
Swan at ground level! There's another one! Collingwood marching to their first grand final win since 1990.
I've become a much better player in the last half an hour since I've been retired.
I declare the winner of the 2011 Brownlow Medal, Dane Swan.
Swan front and centre. Oh, absolutely brilliant.
Look at him.
Oh, premiership player, Brownlow medal, three-time Copeland Trophy winner, many-time All-Australian, one of the greatest ball winners the game has seen in any era. Dane Swan, congratulations, mate. Great to have you with us, and what an incredible career.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
How are you going? Big night last night?
Yeah, it was reasonable. It's amazing. The first day of retirement, and Ed's got me up earlier than I've been up since I hurt my foot. Literally haven't set an alarm since before I hurt my foot, and I woke up this morning to know what it was.
There it was. We were saying, like, for a lot of people coming out of the system who've been in there for so long, it's going to be a very big change. Are you up for this? How's this like getting out of jail where you get
your
wallet back, your jeans back, you get 20 bucks? You're told, you know, you need to go and get a job. Do you know how to handle yourself out there?
It's been less than 24 hours, but I think I'll be okay for the time being, mate. Yeah.
Have we got a hangover-style six-months plan at all, Swanee? I mean, yes. You've been known to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, something like that, I could imagine.
Now would be a good time to make a documentary. You said you've made one. I'd be making one right now. I'd be following him around reality-style.
I'm not sure what you'd be able to air it on.
And hopefully I'll be in it.
So, mate, you said yesterday you're going to have a gap year. You're going to have a bit of a European vacation?
Yeah, absolutely, you know. Never had the chance to get away to Europe in our winter. So it'd be great to do that. A couple of other things like Coachella or something, which is apparently a fairly good music festival. So maybe hit there for a couple of weeks. But obviously in between, try and pay the bills somehow. But have a little bit of a gap year, and then understand that I can't do that for the rest of my life forever. So try and squeeze in the real world somewhere. But I think I'll take it reasonably easy. Till then,
have a look at him.
Well, go through all your achievements. Shall I just say, for young players out there who look like colourful characters, what's the key to survival? The fact that you have retired on your own terms after a decorated and long career is the triumph. What's the key? What is the essential?
About 40 possessions a game, by the way. Normally helps.
Is that it? That's it. Keep playing well. As long as you're playing well, you're going to be okay.
Not getting caught, that helps.
Not getting caught. My favourite moment was 2012. We're talking about this when you got suspended for 2 weeks. Were you caught drinking?
That was one occasion.
You were caught
drinking. Do you remember what happened or not back then?
Oh, what do you mean? Well, I can't remember what happened the night where I was caught drinking, but I certainly remember the morning, yeah.
The club had made a pact that there was going to be no drinking, and you got a two-week suspension. We were in the Olympics at London. I've got the audio here. This is the closest we came. Me and Ed have ever come to having a fight on air because he couldn't do anything about it. He was overseas. I think Travis Cloak, did he get suspended as well?
There was something else going on. You were needling big time.
Abel, this is us in London.
2 weeks off, will he go to Arizona or school his week?
Happy with yourself over there. Aren't you?
Just like the look on your face.
Can only assume he's been out in the terrace with Travis Cloak. Because it goes a long way towards explaining Travis Cloak.
You can come and watch them both play in September.
It's a big 2 weeks is a long time. You didn't think of just going the two cans per man per day option down there at Collingwood?
It was a commitment that was made that was broken. That is the part that has got up everyone's nose. It's as simple as that.
What if he came to you and pleaded for a second chance?
What about you shut up?
Thanks for the memories.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah.
Not much has changed.
Still give it to me, mate. Have
you written a book?
Yeah.
What's that about?
To join the dot book. That's who my book is, yeah.
Hey, Swanee.
Just quickly, what is the book about? Is it your life and times in football?
It's not about your life. Is there
a sealed section? What is it?
It's a biography on me, I guess. So that's pretty much the nuts and bolts about me and my life.
Is it one of those full colourful? You're going to go into everything, mate, all the ups and downs?
Just about. Yeah, there's obviously some things that are always going to be kept between me and the people that have done whatever they've done with me, all the stories there. But as for the whole, yeah, it's a reasonably...
open and...
yeah, open book, yeah. Yeah,
it's good and...
you've read it,
Martin Blake. Martin Blake. I've read some of it. But,
you went to the back and checked where your name was.
No, I haven't had a briefing on it.
But I think it's completely finished. I think they're just, obviously, because I've just retired after tying, obviously, this little party. So I think it comes out mid-October. So I think Martin's trying to finish it off in the next week or two.
Martin Blake was in there yesterday. Hey, it's 22 after 8. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Swanee, I want to come back. I want to ask you about where footy's going. There was been talk during the year how it's becoming a private school game, and this is something that I've been personally worried about for a fair while, that blokes from the suburbs haven't been able to make the jump, and you've been the poster boy for being able to do that. So we'll come back and have a chat about that on a serious note, but also some of the fun things that have happened along the way and the highlights of a magnificent career that came to an end yesterday at the Holden Centre. 22 after 8, our special guest this morning, Dane Swan from the Collingwood Football Club.